Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 11, 2022. Examining my inclusion in the environment. The proof of my inclusion in the environment is that I care about this environment more than about myself. And I see myself only as a result, as a product, of this environment. A person begins to feel that he himself does not exist but only the environment of which he is a consequence. That is, he has nothing of his own but only what he receives from the environment. The environment shapes him and constantly gives birth to him. And this is where the real freedom of man manifests. He broke away from himself, from his egoism, and completely united with the environment, which from that moment onward completely defines him. That is, each person enters the system of the ten, which begins to operate as the ten sephirot of the soul. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022, Deriving the Greatness of the Goal from the Friends, Lesson 4. Can the world develop in a good way? Undoubtedly, everything in the world happens only for the sake of advancement toward the goal. Undoubtedly, all these pandemics and viruses come to our world in order to push us to realize this goal. And undoubtedly, we could advance toward this goal in a good way if we choose movement, the goal, and hastening. If we move faster than the stick coming at us, from behind ready to hit us, then we are advancing quickly. In order to do this, we need to connect faster and master the spiritual state among us, faster, and thus reveal the Creator in it. Humanity went through different stages in its development until it turned into modern society that is interconnected and revealing its complete dependence on each other. In our time, this mutual dependence will still manifest itself very clearly and rigidly. We will see that we cannot exist without each other. There is not enough oil and gas in one place, there is not enough bread in another, electricity in the third, etc. Everything will be revealed in such a way that not a single person can live without other people. Balhasulam writes that we in fact need the whole world. Therefore, we have interesting discoveries ahead. We need to explain to the world how interconnected we are so that our steps forward will be faster, better, and painless. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022, Deriving the Greatness of the Goal from the Friends, Lesson 4. Attack on the Concealment of the Creator. I hope you had time to prepare for the Congress and feel more independent. We will try to conduct it in such a way so that we really feel the Kli, vessel, that we must create together in order to reveal the Creator in it. This is the most important thing. The name of the Congress speaks for itself, Rising Above Ourselves. This, in principle, is what everyone and all of us should do together, in mutual assistance. And then we will feel the world we actually exist in constantly, not in our broken feelings and perceptions, but in the world of the Creator. Nothing was broken in fact. Everything exists only in our sensations. If we correct them, we will feel the real, eternal, whole creation. Inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human nature is all that we perceive today in our broken sensations. We cannot escape this. That is all there is in us, and that is us. Our feelings divide our world into me and the rest. But we know from Kabbalah that really nothing was broken. Everything exists in its entirety, and the shattering is only in us. This is the first, the main, point from which we must proceed, everything that exists in me. And if I correct my perception of the world, then I will feel a different world. It is up to me. That is why our method is called the Wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive, perceive, and feel yourself and everything around you. Kabbalists, those people who have mastered this special quality of perception and are not disturbed by egoistic properties, say that it is possible to perceive the world as it really is and not as it seems to us, as reflected in our senses. We can adjust our senses to feel the world in a different way and gradually improve our perception without involving egoistic obstacles in it. And then we will perceive the world as a single, benevolent upper force, which relative to ourselves, we call the Creator. World, Olam, comes from the word Alama, concealment. It means that our world is concealment. Therefore, our task is to establish ourselves so that we perceive not the world that we feel now, but what is hidden behind it, the Creator Himself. How can we do this? Calibrate yourself for this. How do I calibrate myself for this? Remove the obstacle. And there is only one obstacle, us. Therefore, we must attack the concealment of the Creator or attack our egoism that divides us, and fragments our entire perception into pieces, into separate parts, into levels that are closer, further, and so on. We need to make sure that we perceive the world as a whole and not as torn apart by our egoistic organs of sensation. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022, Approaching the Creator Through the Network of Connections Between Us, Lesson 1. Affect the heart with prayer. The work seems to be going slowly as everything goes through the mind. How would you understand everything, and can you help the heart to feel? The heart is in the power of the Creator, so for this you need to pray. The mind is in our power, and the hearts are in the complete power of the Creator, desires are what was created by Him. So start collecting prayer with your mind so that the Creator, from your prayers, will work on your heart. Then everything will work out. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 7, 2022, Annulling Before the Friends, Lesson 2. The way a caterpillar crawls. There are long periods of time during our spiritual development when we seem to be doing nothing and cannot move forward or backward. But at least automatically I am present at the lessons, and this is also movement forward. That is, I give the opportunity to the upper light, the Creator, to influence me. I do as much as I can, yes, but there is nothing to be done here. There are also such drowsy states when we act automatically and cannot do anything about it. In fact, we can change that. It depends on the group, on the environment. Therefore, the most important thing is to try to perceive your group as the highest state. If I want to climb a step higher, then I must become included in the state of the group. Then I will see that it is even higher, and then I will climb even higher. That is, every time I kind of pull myself up, I feel the group as something higher and pull myself up to the group, become included in it, and so on. This is how a caterpillar crawls, each time it pulls its parts to each other. So, I also need to do this, the group is in front of me and I reach up to it. I pull myself up, and I see that it is possible to do it even more because it is even higher, and I pull myself up more, etc. That is, our whole way up is to constantly merge, connect, and adhere with the group. I do not need anything else, I have no other means for spiritual ascent. Imagine this picture, and you will see that we all have a great opportunity for spiritual ascent. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 7, 2022, Annulling Before the Friends, Lesson 2. A Divine Idea. Rabash, Purpose of Society 1, and to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. Why is this needed? We cannot talk about our feelings if we do not perceive something in them. If I have to approach something, then from the object I am approaching I must receive some kind of feedback, some opposite property, feeling, and repercussion. Therefore, everything is built on learning to perceive a neighbor, another, everyone, not as an inanimate, vegetative, or animate being, but exactly as we are. And from the similarity of our relations with each other, we can learn to tune ourselves to the relationship with the Creator. Egoism will help us in this. It will repulse us, and show how much we are not in connection with each other and not ready to unite with the Creator. This is what we will feel in the separation between us. That is, the connection between us is the indicator that shows me how far away I am from the Creator. This is a wonderful divine idea when a person feels that he is in the world created for us, so that we learn to feel and understand who we are and gradually rise from the state of feeling the inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature to the state of man. And in these relationships, we must begin to feel that we are ready to reveal the Creator. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022, Approaching the Creator Through the Network of Connections Between Us, Lesson 1. Learn to give to a person. And this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator, Rabash, purpose of society, 1. Our most important task and goal is bestowing to the Creator. And the Creator is perceived by us only as a common force, a property, a spirit that will fill the entire space between us. The Creator is called a place. This is the place between us. The relation of a person to the Creator is the relation of a person to a place. Therefore, the most important thing for us is to take care of the place between us, that is, about our relationships, about what can manifest between us. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. Why? Because there is no Creator as such. We create this quality from the relationships between us, and the quality of these relationships determines the Creator we create. Just as it is said, "You created me and you create me," it is not the Creator who creates a person, but it is the person who, through his own efforts, having received the instruction, creates the Creator. Just as in our world we build everything around us, and equip ourselves, similarly we must adjust ourselves, connect with each other, and arrange connections between us, so that the Creator is revealed in them. Here we are already beginning to work together with the upper force, which is absolutely hidden and cannot manifest itself in any way but only to the extent of the similarity of qualities. Depending on the way we relate to him, we can reveal him. Therefore, our principal relationship to the Creator is called the quality of bestowal. But since the Creator is hidden and is impossible for us to feel by touch how we can reveal him, get closer to him, and do all that gradually, step by step, we need to have something in our hands. For this, the Creator created a connection between us, egoists. And from it we must understand our states, where we are. That is, to start treating the connection between each other as something fundamental, the basis from which we draw understanding about ourselves and about our world. If we change our relationships, we will begin to feel how we are opening up this space more and more. And so we will build not some material, imaginary world, but a world that is a result of the connection between us. In these gradual, step-by-step approaches to each other, we will reveal the power of connection, the quality of connection, and its special manifestations, which are called the Creator. Initially, this force, these qualities, created us to be the opposite of ourselves at the most minimal level. And if we move further toward revealing this quality, we will feel ourselves to be in two opposite states, that we know nothing, understand nothing, don't want to be in connection with one another, and are opposed to the connections between us. That is, we are opposite to the Creator, and at the same time, that we can get closer and connect together. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022, Approaching the Creator Through the Network of Connections Between Us, Lesson 1. The purpose of breaking a single desire. International Congress Rising Above Ourselves, Lesson 1. Love of others can only be through revoking of one's self, Rabash, Article 1, Part 1, Purpose of Society, 1. Self-denial is the annihilation of oneself in relation to others. At the same time, a person does not just disappear, but is engaged precisely in the fact that everything that is in him, in feelings, in thoughts, in actions, he does only for the good of another. This is called love. You exist only for the sake of another. On the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shehinah, divinity, to be among us. That is, so that we return to the original state from which we were created when the Creator began to develop within himself the desire to receive the opposite of himself, in order to create creations. And the creatures must be opposite to him. And therefore, gradually within the Creator, within the upper light, a desire to receive was created, which then broke into many parts, subparts, sub-sub-subparts, and so on, along 125 degrees of descent from a single primordial desire, which we call Malkhut of Ein Sof, the world of infinity, to our state and even below it. All this happens by breaking a single desire into a multitude of desires, so that we can begin the return journey, our evolution, our development to begin to reveal the Creator from opposites. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022, Approaching the Creator Through the Network of Connections Between Us, Lesson 1. Anti-Semitism in the world is the law of nature. Question: will the recent UN resolutions regarding Israel increase anti-Semitism in the world? Answer: I don't think that one thing impacts another. It happens according to the general law of human evolution. Humanity has to develop according to the plan of creation, and if we don't mitigate our development by behaving properly, anti-Semitism increases, not because someone clever or stupid has said something, but because it is the law of nature. From CabTV's Conversation with Journalists, December 12, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is the unified field of consciousness in a nutshell? In Hebrew, the unified field of consciousness is called Or Ein Sof, which means infinite light. It envelops, permeates and includes everything, us, and everything outside of us. It is a unique field, a frequency that becomes revealed as love and bestowal. We can disclose it only if we are equivalent in form with it. Our current form is egoism, a desire to enjoy, often at the expense of others and nature. Egoism is the exact opposite to the form of the light, which is one of love and bestowal, or in other words, altruism. If we correct ourselves by inverting egoism to altruism, that is to start acting out of a desire to benefit others and treat each other favorably, then we will feel the unified field of consciousness. In other words, by correcting our attitudes to each other, from viewing others as a means to benefit ourselves, to viewing ourselves as a means to benefit others, then we will all become as one, and feel the perfection of the unified field we exist in, the infinite light. Based on the video, what is the unified field of love? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. To give someone else happiness. Question: please tell us how Kabbalah relates to adoption. Answer: adoption is a good thing, of course, because we are talking about orphans, about people who have no relatives. And when you make them feel that there is someone nearby who cares for them, who loves them, etc., then adoption turns into an action similar to the action of the Creator. The same way as we would like to find something higher, stronger, and superior, something that would help, endorse, and support us, adults. And for a child, there is such emptiness, hopelessness, There is such desperation when he has no one to turn to, no one around. We cannot even imagine it. Therefore, adoption, if it is really good adoption, is the most giving action in our world. And above it, there are spiritual attainments, human sensations. Question: can an adopted child grow to be at the same level as the biological child? Answer: even higher. Question: when can that happen? Answer: when a person really wants to get close to him and adopt him. Because those qualities that are the opposite of kindness, the creator, connection, unification, which we reveal in ourselves as negative, as false, and so on, they are given to us, so that we overcome them and on their basis build connection and love, which are impossible without prior hatred. Love will cover all sufferings. Therefore, a person who adopts actually has a much greater opportunity to show his love for another than an ordinary biological relative. Question: because of it he can rise higher? Answer: this is higher. We see how this is revealed to us, in Kabbalah and in humanity today, to what extent we are opposite, distant, in some kind of hatred for each other, and so on. This is only to reveal the opposite of love. Question: so this is where love is revealed, when you take a child. And do you adopt him out of pity for him or out of self-pity because you are alone, because you have no children of your own? Answer: it is natural. Man acts from the state in which he is. Question: which intention is correct and works? Answer: giving happiness to another. Comment: it is a winning answer really. My response: yes. But do people understand it? At least, in any case, this is a very noble, special act. And all efforts of someone who performs such an act are really great. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 25, 2021. The upper light is the medicine for everyone. Today we are in the very last moment of our exile from the spiritual, when all the evil that can only be in humanity is manifested. As it is said in Prophets, terrible events are still possible. Let's try for them not to happen. Let's begin to correct ourselves before they force us to go to correction with great suffering. At the same time, there is no need to blame anyone. We just need to tell people about what our mission is and not make a special calculation of who is right here or who is to blame. We are all in a state of isolation from the spiritual. We are all egoists, we are all uncorrected, we are all terribly sick with egoism. We are a cancerous tumor because we are completely disconnected from each other. Therefore, we must come to connection, to mutual love at the level of souls, and call on the upper light to correct us. This is called the Torah. It is said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created Torah as a spice. You need to see that you are an egoist. And religious education hides this from a person, encourages them to consider themselves perfect, righteous. Only by revealing egoism will a person understand that he is obliged to correct it and attract the upper light, because the light corrects. That's when he will feel the correction. I hope that Kabbalah will be revealed to all the people of Israel and also to the whole world. We will mutually help each other in general correction and come to a perfect state. And there is no point in starting to figure out who is better, who is worse. We are all sick and we all need the same medicine, the upper light. From CabTV's Close Up. Coming back March 22, 2010. Tools to achieve the goal. Question: according to the Kabbalistic methodology, the new generation is being brought up with respect to a higher goal? Answer: yes, this is what we are doing. And we need all the other sciences in order to exist in this world. We don't have to live in caves and dig in the ground. We can make our life more comfortable. Why not, if it is in a harmonious connection and helps to achieve the main goal? We are on a train going somewhere. The main thing for me is where it goes. What I do inside the train car is all temporary. But there must be a comfortable environment that is convenient and good for a person in order to continue his generation and pass on the same methodology, the same goal, to children. But all these are just auxiliary tools for achieving the goal. From Cab TV's Close Up. Generation August 24, 2009.